In this edition of the Arts Page, Jamaica appoints first poet laureate in over 60 years.
This is a national honor that recognizes a distinguished Jamaican poet for his or her significant contribution to the literary community. The poet laureate is expected to stimulate a greater appreciation of Jamaican poetry, write poems for national occasions, and preserve and disseminate the island's cultural heritage through prose.
Chairman of the Entertainment Advisory Board, Kingsley Cooper. The Poet Laureate program has been revived through a joint initiative of the National Library of Jamaica, Ministry of Youth and Culture, and the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment. The Poet Laureate is expected to celebrate and propel the art form to new heights through public poetry events aimed at stimulating a greater appreciation for Jamaican poetry. The Poet Laureate will also promote poetry as an art and medium for entertainment and for recording and disseminating cultural heritage. Nominations for the post opened last November. Several entries were received. 10 persons were shortlisted. Here's Chair of the Literary Arts Subcommittee of the Entertainment Advisory Board, Justine Hensel, on the selection process.
We were very fortunate to be able to ask a distinguished selection committee to choose a poet laureate from public nominations. So nominations were open to Jamaicans all over the world. The poets nominated had to meet certain criteria. They had to be published. They had to have a distinguished career.
Without further ado, the big announcement.
He attended the University College of the West Indies, Mona Campus, and then won a Rhodes Scholarship to Oxford University, where he began his academic career. He received the Order of Merit in 2009. Alongside his own collections, he has written extensively on West Indian literature and edited various anthologies, as well as the selected poems of Louis Bennett. He moves from social observation to fleeting introspection with iconic detachment. Although a serious poet, he's also a performer. Complex simplicity is a hallmark of this man's poetry, and he often tells painful truth, but without rancor. It therefore gives me great pleasure to announce that the Poet Laureate of Jamaica is distinguished poet and academic, Professor Mervyn Morris.
The announcement was made by Minister of Tourism and Entertainment, Dr. Wickham McNeil.
Professor Morris, congratulations on being selected to assume this distinguished and exciting role. We look forward to you taking on the prestigious mantle of Poet Laureate and continuing your outstanding contribution to local and Caribbean literature. On behalf of a grateful nation, we thank you.
They used to say, you peel an orange perfect and you get new clothes. But when my father tried to teach me, slide the knife up to the safeguard thumb, I moved the weapon like a saw in my hand and the damn rind break. And if you have the time, you can come see me in my old clothes, peeling.
The country's new poet laureate, Professor Mervyn Morris, performing his piece, Peeling Orange.
I feel as though a vision has descended upon me. I look forward to helping to fulfill the intentions of this award. But at this stage, if we can put Jamaican poems, not necessarily new poems, in front of a wider public than is currently available to them, this will be, I think, a major service to Jamaican culture and entertainment.
Professor Morris will be presented with the official badge of office during an investiture ceremony scheduled for King's House on May 21. He is to serve as the country's poet laureate for the next 3 years. That's it for this edition of the Arts Page. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.